The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I'm Jason Inman.
And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already know that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're here talking about Thor.
Yes, what are we talking about with Thor here?
Thor, Love and Thunder predictions. So.
Which we haven't seen the movie at this point.
We have not seen the movie at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about this. You kind of blew it for me at the end of our stick around.
Who cares? We can have the conversation again. I'm giving people a tease.
I guess. So the trailer blows it right away.
That it's Jane.
Where
the
she shows up. And I have to say,
Oh, by the way, we should say this right now. I mean, obviously there are full spoilers here for what have been in the trailers. But it's been in the trailers. Just relax. But if you're really that concerned about Thor, Love and Thunder spoilers, maybe don't listen to this one. But we don't know anything about the movie. We're making wild.
I wouldn't have put that caveat on it, but sure.
I want to respect our listeners.
In the trailer, and I will say they do a good job with the helmet. If you don't know, you can't necessarily tell.
It's flipping obvious immediately.
With the helmet on.
Even with the helmet on, I think it's flipping obvious.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
I don't like her helmet in that movie, in that trailer so far.
It's the comic book helmet.
They've added like lines to it. Here's what I'm going to say. It weirdly looks CGI to me.
It probably is.
I don't know if she's even wearing a helmet in that trailer.
Look, I'm going to say this as nicely as I can.
Sure.
Natalie Portman has been very publicly a problem on Marvel Studios sets.
Yes.
And is very demanding and is very known for her looks and is very known for her hair. So it would not shock me if she refused to wear a helmet. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me think it's CGI because it looks weird.
But the point that I was trying to drive at that he calls her Jane 15 seconds into the trailer.
Well,
all the shots from that point forward, she's not wearing the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much of this movie is going to even bother. And look, it doesn't have to lift directly from the comics. This is adaptation.
Yeah.
Is going to bother with anything even like a mystery, or if she's just going to, if she shows up and he's like, Jane, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. I'd like for him to have to think for 5 seconds about it.
So I think there is some creative editing there.
Sure, because it's a trailer.
Well, if you look at the first shot in the trailer there's a shot of him like reaching out towards Mjolnir
It
goes to her.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a helmet.
Uh-huh.
And then when the shot that he says Jane, he's wearing a helmet.
Mm.
So I think it's different scenes. So I said this to you before we recorded the main Jane episode. I think a lot of Thor and Love and Thunder is going to be beat for beat Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is I think Taika has this template and I think he has inserted different elements, but it's the same beats. So the mystery of Jane Foster, how long will that be in the movie? I think it's going to be in the movie as long as the mystery of who was the Green Champion in Thor Ragnarok, which was
15 minutes,
maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. So the first act. The inciting, up until about the exciting, yes. Inciting incident.
Because if you look at what we know from that movie,
yeah,
there's almost a beat to beat, like one for one comparison. Russell Crowe as Zeus. Russell Crowe as Zeus is going to be the Grandmaster role from Thor Ragnarok.
Wish we could have cast a Greek actor as Zeus.
Yeah. Thor, Jane Mighty Thor is Hulk.
Yeah.
She is that character. Like, she is that mystery. Like, he's going to go. The opening of Thor Ragnarok, where he's screwing around with Hela before he has the big fight, that's him with the Guardians. I guarantee you him with the Guardians is the first act and only the first
act. That's also him probably losing weight because he's good. Look,
I think they should have kept him fat. I'm just saying that.
Okay, so they could have done something really interesting with a fat superhero.
Yeah.
There should be fat superheroes.
Yeah.
There are fat people. There should be fat superheroes who are love interests and who are big, sexy guys and big, sexy ladies and whatever. I don't know how I feel about putting Chris Hemsworth in a fat suit.
Agreed.
But he
obviously wasn't going to gain the weight is the problem with that.
I'm not advocating for that necessarily, but maybe Thor wasn't the character to do it with.
You're probably right on that.
And I think undoing it in I'm assuming that training, the CrossFit sequence, I'm assuming that is like the first 5 minutes of the movie. Like he is going to be, he's going to be, you know, thin with his washboard abs yeah, 5 minutes into the movie.
They're going to do some time passage with him and the Guardians, I think. Yeah. I think.
Because I think they hinted at the end of Ragnarok and they hinted in Endgame that they were like maybe going to dare to have a discussion about mental health around that character. And I don't think they're going to pay it off. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, you were saying that.
No, he fought Thanos and that cured it.
Yeah. Yeah. Murder cured it. You were saying that you think the Guardians is going to be like the opening.
I think the Guardians are the first act.
Yeah.
I think the Guardians are the first act.
Do you think Jane makes it out of this movie alive? Because I think they paid, because again, we know Natalie Portman, and we talked about this on Marvel Club, did not appear in every scene in Dark World and maybe had issues with some of her co-stars. So I think they paid Natalie Portman a lot of money to come back. And I think they only have her for one movie and I think she's going to die.
So I don't think she's going to die.
Okay.
Permanently.
Sure.
What I think is going to happen is I think it's going to be kind of the same thing that happened in Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember, the lesson of Ragnarok was, is Thor the god of hammers or is he the god of thunder?
Mm-hmm.
And like his big transformation was he got lightning powers.
Yeah.
You know, which is true to the comics. Or and even Norse mythology. Thor,
it's true to who Thor is.
Mjolnir is just a weapon. It's not the thing that makes
the
lightning.
It's like a magic wand.
Yep.
It's a tool by which you harness your energy.
Which is actually, I think, one of the cleverer bits of Ragnarok. It's actually very smart writing. What I think is going to happen, because you can... Look, I like Taika Waititi. I think he's very talented.
So I think
he's very creative. And I think he's a wonderful actor and director. Mm-hmm. I really do. Actually, I was a fan of Jojo Rabbit. I know a lot of people didn't like that movie. I think Hunt for the Wilder People is like one of the best movies I've seen in the last 10 years. I love that movie. But Taika has, I can tell when he's working in genre, he has a type. He has a style.
That also might be... you might be seeing the Taika formula by which Marvel Studios and Disney approves.
Exactly.
Which is very different than when you're on your own.
Or how he works in their system.
Making what we do in the shadows.
So I think just like the way they shoved Planet Hulk,
World War Hulk
into Thor Ragnarok, I think they're going to do the entire Mighty Thor storyline from beginning to end. The mystery to she teams up with Thor, she fights a thing to where I think she is going to be the one that saves the day.
Uh-huh.
Because they have said on the outside that this is about Thor's midlife crisis. Like he says that he doesn't want to be a superhero anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, what does he do? I think this movie is going to be, no, Thor, you're a superhero. That's what you're supposed to do. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to get into a situation where just like the comic books, it has to do something with the sun and it has something to do with Mjolnir.
Yeah.
And Jane is going to save the day and basically kill herself.
Sacrifice herself. Yeah.
Exactly. Like she will die for at least 15 minutes or something like that. But and then Thor, through this, will get Mjolnir back. Mjolnir will come back to him. It will be his again.
Yeah.
And her dying words will be like, he'll be like, why did you do this, Jane? Like, why did you? And she'll be like, because it's what you would have done.
Mm.
And that will convince him to be like, no, I should be Thor. That's who I am. I shouldn't be a Guardian of the Galaxy. I shouldn't be there. And then I think it might be an after credit scene. I hope it's not. I hope it's in the end of the movie. Just spilled my cup, everybody, but there was nothing in it. It's all good. Somewhere, what I think they're going to do, just like the comic books, I think through Valkyrie or through the Asgardian afterlife, which we really haven't dealt with in the movie.
No.
I think she will be reborn as a Valkyrie.
The Valkyrie.
Yes. But this is something the movies haven't made clear, is that...
Well, because Valkyrie in the MCU is just called Valkyrie. That's not her title. That is... her name.
Yes, and in like the comics, Thor. In the comic books, that's not her name. She actually has a name, tell you what it is in the next week's GHL.
I think I know what it is.
It's pretty, if you know Norse Scandinavian stuff, it's
Does
pretty.
Does it start with a B?
Yes, you are. It's pretty obvious, but I think through her, I think what they will do is there are many Valkyries that take you to the afterlife, and I think that is how, Jane somehow through that, she's going to end this movie as Valkyrie, because I don't think they're going to end this movie with two Thors. Now,
well, that would be also a nice way. I apologize for interrupting.
It's all good.
That would be a nice way to have the classic blonde, braided, horn wearing, riding a Pegasus Valkyrie.
Yes.
Versus like Tessa Thompson is all obviously like a much more contemporary, like evolved version of Valkyrie.
Yeah. And if you think about it, then like if she gets this mystical horse and she comes from another realm, it also sort of answers her character arc. If you take her back to the very first movie, that she's an astrophysicist that wants to travel the universe.
Oh, that's interesting, because the first movie she's like obsessed with the Einstein-Rosen bridge. Boom! Which we learn is the rainbow
and
bridge.
The horse would allow her to do that. So this astrophysicist will finally get to see the cosmos on her own terms.
That's cool.
Not on Thor's terms.
Yeah,
which is that's what she's doing in this movie, on her own terms. Now that's what I think they're gonna do. Ask me what I want.
What do you want?
I want them to kill Thor and let her be Thor for three movies.
Yeah.
I want a Jane Foster Thor trilogy, but they're not going to do it.
They're definitely not. And I also think Chris Hemsworth is going to play Thor until they don't let him play Thor anymore.
What I think they're actually going to do is I think this is a reset on Thor.
Uh-huh.
Because again, Taika Waititi keeps saying midlife crisis. So I think this is...
I mean, he's 50. He would know.
I think this is... We're gonna bring Thor back to full power. He's gonna have Mjolnir again. And again, this is another thing where like I like Stormbreaker better. I actually think it looks cooler.
It's so cool. So, I even like the involvement of Groot. I think that's a really intelligent use of that character and the Guardians.
So I don't know what they're gonna do with Stormbreaker. I think obviously they're gonna give it to some other character.
Someone,
it won't go away.
No.
But I think Thor gets Mjolnir back.
So, they'll probably give it to Valkyrie.
Yeah, I think he gets Mjolnir back. I think he gets the red cape. I think he gets the long blonde hair. I think he's going to look like classic Thor
again. Do you think he's going to become the King of Asgard?
Well, no, that's technically Valkyrie now.
But do you think by the end of the movie he'll be the King of Asgard?
No, I think somehow they're going to reset him to full power.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to park him that he's out there.
Yeah,
that
superhero
Thor, he is perfectly cured. He is full power. He has Mjolnir again. And when we need him, we can activate him. And I think they're doing that because they're like, well, we might want him for the next Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris might also not want to do it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to put him out there. And he's out there, and we can activate him if we want to, and if we want to pay him enough money, basically.
I'll also tell you this. They could do the Thor core. We could have... Jane could open the door for four other characters to show up in this movie who are like, and I'm Thor, and I'm Thor, and I'm Tessa Thompson Thor.
There's a big rumor out there that Beta Ray Bill is in this movie.
I hope not. He's scary.
The horse Thor, the alien Thor.
I don't like him. He's
a lot of people think he's in this movie
too. And the idea of Throg, because alligator Loki and Loki variants were so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Loki's in the movie?
I think Loki's in the after credits scene. I don't think he's in the movie proper, because I still think there's a bit of separation between Disney Plus and Marvel. I know we saw a bit of Wanda in Doctor Strange 2.
In WandaVision, the movie?
But not as much as we thought.
Too much.
So there was still, I agree.
I mean, the twins were in it.
I think they're going to keep Loki's death for Thor.
Interesting, because I know there's also a popular theory online that Jane and Sylvie will fight, because we have two female versions of those brothers.
Oh, yes.
It'll be like two sisters, right? Because we've seen their filial battles through all the other Thor movies.
That can happen. I mean, I don't know. I also do think, maybe they will leave Jane in the movie. Maybe they will have two Thors. We have two Hawkeyes right now. That's what I would prefer. Again, I would love if we end this movie with Jane as Thor.
Yeah.
And we have the ability to be like, well, she can be the new Thor in the Avengers movie. But you are correct that I'm like, I don't know if Natalie Portman's going to do that.
Yeah. Like to me, she and her leaving Marvel Studios previously. And I'm not even saying she was wrong for what happened. I'm just saying that like that's based on the trickle down information that's made it to the internet.
Maybe the set was miserable.
Maybe
it
she
happens.
Was mistreated. Like, I'm not saying she was wrong. This is just like the five sentences I've ever read about it online.
Yeah.
She to me is the biggest wild card. Is the fact that it's Natalie. That it's not like I
and
will
she's
always
also
about,
she's
it,
pricey. She's pricey.
She is pricey. That Oscar nominated. That it wasn't like you know, if it was me, I would have just hired Gwendolyn Christie and been like, this is Thor now.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But you could have created a brand new character. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just been like, she is Thor.
Yep. You know, great. I don't know. My gut tells me they're not going to let her in this movie as Thor. Because they're, again,
I agree.
When you think about executives, they're like, there's one Batman, there's one Thor.
There's one Spider-Man. Yep. Yeah.
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 So, because she's not, the only way they'll allow it is if she was a Thor from a different universe. But I do. I mean,
she could be. This could be a quote ripple effect out of the events of Multiverse of Madness.
I'm going to call it right now. She's not.
I'm just saying, yep. In the scope of all things possible, I agree. I don't think it's likely, but she could be.
I do think we will get another alternate Thor.
Maybe that's what Beta Ray Bill is.
Whether that's Beta Ray Bill, whether that's Thunderstrike, that 90s character. Mm-hmm. I think we will get an alternate Thor, that is not Jane, so that we do have, so Kevin Feige has multiple eggs to play with so that we can have a Thor in the Avengers.
Interesting.
But my
unless
gut,
they're
my
building
gut,
up an A-Force and then maybe they'll put her in A-Force.
My other gut tells me that that character might just be Valkyrie.
Yeah.
And that's why you're, I think you're right when you're like, I think Valkyrie gets Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
At the end of this movie.
Well, also, one of those two characters is dating Taika Waititi in real life, and it's not Natalie Portman.
Well, so, yes. And one of those,
which also, like, look, benefit from nepotism if you can, yep. But, like, that's also something to sort of consider in sort of the larger
exactly.
Picture.
It's hard to think, but there you go. I mean, I actually, be honest with you, I'm really proud of my Jane Foster riding the cosmos on a horse.
Well, I can't wait in, like, a few short days to let everybody know if you're right or not.
Hey, they'll literally know. This is coming out the Tuesday before Thor, so, like, people will know in 2 days whether I'm crazy. I'm recording this, like, 2 weeks ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I apparently guessed Thor Ragnarok like almost
also
perfectly.
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, and Multiverse of Madness. Pretty close. So it's like I should be writing.
It's almost
these
like
movies.
You're a professional TV writer.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your support, everybody. This is a fun conversation. Too bad we don't know the multiversal adventures of Dr. Keith Kincaid, but we'll find out one day.
You know, Marvel Comics, you ever want to tell that one shot? Jason's very employable.
I'm love. To tell that one shot. That's me putting that wish into the universe. Thank you so much for your support, everybody. I hope you're enjoying Marvel Club. Hope you're enjoying the Thor videos. And hopefully, we can make it happen, I'm going to put it in the universe. Hopefully, we make a Thor Love and Thunder live stream happen.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hopefully, by the time you're hearing this, maybe we've released some details about that. I don't know. Yeah. We're putting it out there. And if we don't, ask us about it. Thanks so much for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye, super friends.